As we exit the Calibra Cut, the town of Gamboa is on our starboard side. The first item of interest is a place you really don't want to visit. It is the prison housing ex-dictator Noriega, off to on our starboard side. Gamboa is the home to the Panama Canal's Authority Dredging Division and some of the largest pieces of equipment on the canal. Often housed at Gamboa is one of the world's largest floating cranes. The crane is currently called the Titan and was built prior to World War II and claimed by the U.S. as war booty. Actually, the Titan was one of three cranes built by the Germans. The other two, the British got one but lost it in a storm while towing it across the English Channel. The Russians got the other, but no one seems to know what became of it. The Titan entered service in Panama in 1999, having served 50 years in Long Beach, California. While in Long Beach, the Titan was known as Herman the German, or simply the German Crane. The crane can be floated into the locks of the Panama Canal and is used for heavy lifting required to maintain the doors of the locks themselves. It can lift 350 metric tons and is one of the strongest cranes in the world. And just to give you some comparisons, a typical tower crane you see along the canal has a 10-ton lifting capacity. Some of the heavy cranes in current use on the canal expansion program can lift 130 to 220 tons. Again, the 70-year-old Titan can lift 350 tons. Off to our starboard side is the railway that moves freight between the northern and southern parts of the isthmus. The railway will join us for a few miles as we continue on through the Gamboa Reach and rejoin us at Gatun.